Hi, welcome back to the Wise Divine Woman podcast and the Wise Divine Woman Sisterhood. Today we are continuing our talk about the new breast oil that we've created available in-house. And if you wish, I can ship it to you as well. But today we spoke a little bit about this beautiful serum that we've created. Yesterday we spoke about lemon, frankincense, thyme, and clary sage, and the importance of that for not only just that therapeutic relevance that we know essential oils can be, but also what emotional component these have, which is, I think, the most brilliant part of things. And when you're looking at the healing part or the healing of your body, right, it's not linear. It is a fourfold or manyfold kind of component to things. And that's why in my hormone transformation, we always consider things in a fourfold program: mind, body, spirit, and nutrition. All of these things play a huge role in your health. In my studies with the Breast Health Educator Program with Sat Dharm Kaur, which is brilliant, again, this whole component of breast health and the importance of that emotional health, because it can manifest inside the body, it can hold on to things like a frozen shoulder. It can mean something just as much as a physical aspect, but also the luggage that you're holding on to that does not belong to you. So these are just some great things. Today, I'm going to quickly talk about myrrh, sandalwood, chamomile. So this is this beautiful synergistic blend that Kim Price and I from Kim Price Wellness, a partner of mine in the Sudbury Nutrition Clinic, that we have created. So myrrh, sandalwood, chamomile. The next video will be about the oils, right? The oils that they use and the importance of that as well. So it's an incredible opportunity to just sort of take that self-care. And this week, and we've been talking about aging and the ultimate aging guide and anti-aging and healing, right? So as much as we do the facial lymphatics and we do massage and we do all these beautiful things, we always sort of never really take into component that breast health, right? So when you're considering breast health, it's a beautiful little blend of beautiful sensual oils. And then the viscosity of this is beautiful. It's clean and it has no sort of sticky residue, and it's just delightful. But, and the smell is not, it's a little, it needs some ling-a-ling in my professional opinion, because I love the ling-a-ling, but, and I'll explain that as why as well. So we know that myrrh, so let's talk about what we have in this beautiful synergistic blend for breast oil that we've created for the Wise Divine Woman, divine wellness and all things good, beautiful. So myrrh is the mother oil of Mother Earth, which is incredible. So myrrh oil nurtures the soul's relationship with the maternal mother, which is the earth, right? The oil supports the individual who has had disturbances with the mother-child bond. We can see that often even with breast issues as well. It's interesting, even with myrrh being part of that Magi package or that gifting that the Magi gave Jesus, if myrrh plays a huge role in this connection with the baby and child or child and mother, you can see how that's important, that maintaining that tight relationship, that emotional bond between mother and child is important. So you can see how that plays a role. Whether it's division of the child and of herself, myrrh can help bridge the gap and heal that disturbance. This division or lack of attachment may be related to trauma, malnourishment, experiences of abandonment, and also it's sort of that, or any childhood issues that you may have come across. Life is hard, right? Like if you're a mom, and I have an upcoming podcast coming up with Ronika Cormier, who is an incredible, beautiful sister. She was a mentor, but she has this beautiful podcast called Trauma Mama, and it talks about dealing with narcissistic mothers, right? And I look back sometimes into how I raised my kids, and I look back and go, wow, I think I was psychotic. Those hormones really play a role, that post postnatal depression, things like that. It is, it plays, it's like I just shudder at the thought of me yelling at the kids and not listening and trying to be not who I am now, right? Which is okay. They forgive me for that. But so myrrh helps in this soul, it helps within that soul portion of what you're feeling to truly understand and feel love, sort of that nurturing aspect. Myrrh is very rich, is similar to the nutrient rich colostrum. That's very interesting. That is found in mother's milk. Myrrh oil inoculates individuals from the adverse and harmful effects of the world. Like the warmth of a mother's love for the child, myrrh assists individual in feeling safe and secure. It's one of those beautiful oils that has even the aspect of that healing as well when you're looking at it from a physical component. I have myrrh somewhere, but it's a, if anyone has myrrh oil, you know it's a bugger to take care of and it's very thick. When we look at myrrh, again, it's that safety and security that we try and connect. When the mother and child bond is disrupted, the soul may lose its childlike ability to trust. Feelings of trust are displaced with feelings of fear and the belief that the world is unsafe. Myrrh assists individuals of letting go of fear. It's such a good oil. Through reestablishing a healthy connection to the world and one's own mother, myrrh rekindles trust within the soul. The individual learns to once again live in trust. Confidence in the goodness of life returns to the soul. It feels more safe and at home on earth. So it's an interesting oil to keep us grounded. And it's used quite often, even in that sort of meditation application as well. So you can see why it's a very important oil to be part of that synergistic blend that we've created, because it's encompassing, right? It's all encompassing in what you do. So again, the emotions that can be addressed, again, is that destructive maternal connection that's happened, distrust of others, feeling unsafe, feeling malnourished. And again, this plays a huge role, pairs up nicely with frankincense, and works so beautifully in this synergistic blend that we have created. Now, sandalwood, again, it is, again, such an incredible oil. If you've never smelled it, it's just a little hint of wood. It's very revered over the world. Sandalwood is the oil of sacred devotion. Sandalwood assists with all kinds of prayer, meditation, and spiritual worship. So we know that that is also used, probably used during times of the, you know, when Israelites would worship in the tent, and or during times of fasts or feasts, there would be frankincense and myrrh in the incense that would be lit during these religious celebrations, which is incredible. It teaches reverence and respect for deity, right? For God. It teaches us to look and be calm. And all of these have that aspect of this sort of taking care of ourself, takes care of keeping connected to God and using that time to meditate and pray, using that time to remain focused on our faith and our spirituality and the feeding of our soul that is necessary for fullness in life, right? It teaches reverence, respect for deity. So this oil has been used since ancient times for its powerful ability to calm our mind and still our heart and prepare for the spirit, our spirit, the Holy Spirit within that upfilling, right, to commune with God. So it's one of those more beautiful sacred oils that can be done as well. So sandalwood teaches of spiritual devotion, spiritual sacrifice, and it invites us to place all material attachments on the altar. This has been just this reoccurring theme this year of placing our things at the altar. And I love this, just again, goosebumps, and so amazing to me that this type of thoughtfulness Kim prepared. So it invites individuals to place all material attachments at the altar to sacrifice so that they may truly process spiritually. This oil asks individuals to assess where their hearts are and challenges them to reorder their priorities to be in alignment with the divine. right, with God, and to be in line with his will in your life. And I think that's my focus as well. I need to be always in alignment with him in all things that I do. I want that in your life as well. Everything this year has been this, I need to place myself at the altar. I need to place my worry, my husband, my family, everyone, my business, you as well, at the altar, so he can do his will upon your life, his will upon their lives as well. It assists in quieting our minds so that we can hear the subtle voice of God, right? This whole, I can't even begin to tell you how this is just so incredible. And we're going to have Kim on here as well one day to talk about how she has created these and the importance of these. So it raises them into a, it raises us into a higher level of calmness so that we can hear his voice. I just love this. It's this sense of that aspect. So even creating a blend to diffuse as well when you're in the rooms and you're wanting to during your time of prayer and meditation. So much goodness here. Sandalwood assists us to reach beyond our current confines and our current beliefs. For those who are ready to leave behind the attachment to fame and wealth and need for acceptance, sandalwood is one of those beautiful oils that teaches us true humility, devotion, and the love for God or your divine. So again, this is all about being disconnected and bringing that back together. Emptiness, overthinking, materialism. And again, it matches really well with frankincense and myrrh. And it's just this incredible opportunity to sort of put together and work on creating that stillness and calmness that is necessary when you're connecting with yourself, connecting with God, and learning how to calm yourself as well. Our last oil is chamomile. And again, so incredible. And there's so many oils, and I think it's incredible how all of these things come together and how these all work as they should, as God has ordained them to be. So Roman chamomile is the oil of spiritual purposes. And so Roman chamomile, again, really light. If you've never seen chamomile, it's part of that sort of wheat straw family. And it's a different type of oil. It also has like a straw sort of smell to it as well. But again, it supports an individual in discovering and living their true life's purpose. Regardless of what they do for a living, chamomile helps you find purpose and meaning in your life. As an individual, as individuals live from the center of their being and find a power and purpose that is indescribable, they feel more at peace and more calm. Chamomile softens the personality, easing the over-ego mind. It restores one's confidence to do what they came here to do. Like a guardian angel, chamomile leads the soul to where it needs to be and what it needs to do, which I just love. Again, this whole journey of healing for yourself with hormonal health, with breast health, and on our spiritual journey, it is about us connecting ourselves further with God, letting ourselves be more still so that we understand where we need to be and where we need to go and do and become, not out of our will, but out of God's will. Roman chamomile assists us in shedding the meaningless activities, right, that consume our lives so that they can focus on a more fulfilling work, even the work of their own souls, right? So this whole last year was me just actually a lot of life, really, striving, overcoming, trying to become more than I'm supposed to be, or this whole false sense of I don't believe in myself when it comes to coaching women or in life in general, right? Or where's God's purpose in my life? And I feel that in this journey this year, this 2022, this becoming who I'm supposed to be, this allowing God to create me in his, you know, what he wants me to do. This is a perfect pairing for the oils. Chamomile assists us in feeling connected, supported. It helps us to be guided and find help. It calms us. It helps us focus on our own individual spiritual path. People fear and believe that if they do what they want, they'll end up ink out of chaos, right? Or not having that support. I think that's what I'm trying to say. And the essence of sort of Roman chamomile in this whole emotional philosophy of things is that you do what you love and everything will be a success. And I think that when you're connected with God, when you're connected to God, the divine, and you're placing everything at the altar, right? He knows your heart's desire. He knows what you love and where he wants you to be. So he, in that connection, in that connectivity of this true love, he wants you to be successful. He wants you to be joyful. He wants to hear you laugh. He wants to see you smile. So in this aspect, everything will be a success for you within that. So again, the Roman chamomile addresses areas of purposelessness, discouragement, and such like that. So also, I just wanted to briefly talk to you today. And isn't that such a beautiful synergistic blend of oils? And I'm just so excited to be part of it. And I am talking with a client yesterday. We spoke about how beautiful it was with the oils, right? And I just briefly spoke to her, about it. I didn't want to, it was in a public place. So I said, we've been creating this beautiful oil, and it's about nurture, and it's about self-awareness, and it's about connecting with yourself again, not like fancy haircut, which is a necessary portion of life. And I've waited too long for that for sure, but, and self-care, but it takes self-care to that next level, being able to beautifully put a synergistic blend that has all of these components in, right? That is all about taking care of yourself, your soul, and your connection to God or your divine is so needed in the healing process. And I left it at that because I could see and feel that she was welling up from that. There's a very big disconnect for women, huge disconnect for women in the healing process when it comes to the caring of the breast, right? And we are going to really dig into that deep in the next coming months. Anyways, so I wanted to talk to you about two more things about this beautiful synergistic blend of oils, which I think has just been absolutely amazing. And when I see Kim, I'm going to give her a great big kiss. And I'll probably start to cry because it's just so beautiful. So primrose oil, or we have two carrier oils. We have three carrier oils, this beautiful synergistic blend of things. But anyways, the primrose oil and rose hip oil, right? So the primrose oil, right, as part of the rose and rose hip family, do such a fantastic job because it has that element of vitamin C and vitamin A and lots of really good fatty essential acids, which are important when you're talking about breast health. In the breast health sort of, you know, what do I do for breast health? And or reducing inflammation in your body, and or breast health, and or essential fatty acids are so important, right? So the beautiful way that rose hip oil works, it all contains these beautiful fatty acids, the aeolic, palmic, linoleic, and gamma linoleic acids are all part of this, right? And it's great vitamin F, the fatty acid, right? And it is a great alternative oil to use. It's very safe for the skin, right? So we know that it contains a portion of that vitamin C, and we know that it actually helps to reduce ultralight damage. It helps support free radical damage, which happens on the breast and the breast tissue. You know, in the summertime, these are exposed a lot. They contain toxins as our lymphatic system drains into it, and such. The list goes on forever. Again, it is great for the skin. So many benefits to it, right? It reverses sun damage. It reduces wrinkles. It reduces hyperpigmentation. It also helps with treating that sort of acne that may occur on the chest and or the face, right? It is very helpful with arthritic relief. So any inflammation, right, as we're rubbing it on our hands to put on our breasts, it helps reducing inflammation in the joints as well. And it has a great source of lycopene, right? So yes, if you have allergies to rose or things like that, then this is probably not for you, because you would have that sort of reaction, or allergic reaction. So it's always great to try on a pinch of skin first before you try it. And I always have samples available as well. Again, it's just this vitamin beautiful aspect when you're looking at the health of the breast, health of the body, and it helps with eczema, arthritis, and all these beautiful things with the makeup of the oil. Now, evening primrose oil, again, we know plays a huge role in hormone health, right? In taking it and or even with the applying of it on our skins. It helps with wounds, sore throats, it helps with bruises. But when you're talking about treating, it helps with breast pain as well. And it helps with menopausal symptoms. It has a high specific EPO, right? So EPO has a high specific fatty acid as well, right? So again, it has this great omega-3 component to it. It helps in so many different things. The GLA, the gamma linoleic acid, helps reduce inflammation, and it also helps with so many other little side effects. Really great for pain, for reducing inflammation and such. There's been so much research and about the evening primrose. It is incredible. A 2016 article on relieving menopausal symptoms explained that the EPO have the component of affecting and relieving a bit of the hot flashes, relieving a little bit of the stiffness and joint pain and such. So we look forward to being part of this, and I think it's incredible how this synergistic blend for the breast has been created. And I think it's amazing. Again, when you're looking at different parts of evening primrose, it does help with swelling. So bruises and hemorrhoids, it can help with digestive issues. It can help with sore throats. So even putting it here synergistically, it can have an effect through the entire body, head to toe, because anything you put on your body gets absorbed into your body, and it is systemic within 20 minutes when you're talking essential oil. So you know that it has this beautiful opportunity to do this as well. So I thank you for being part of this. And I hope and pray that you will connect with me, or I'll actually try and put it up on my Facebook page as part into my store, this beautiful blend, and we'll get it into your hands. If you're into the office with me, you'll probably get a sample. If you're doing a program with me, you'll probably get a sample as well. So keep your eye out for the end of this month when we're doing a giveaway, our monthly giveaway package. That includes the breast oil, dry brushing instructions, and some hormonal nutrients, things like that, all to help you to become the wise divine woman that you are called to be. So thank you for joining me today. Don't forget, on Monday, we start the 5-day hormone detox right inside of the Wise Divine Woman private Facebook page. You go to wisedivinewoman.com to grab your download, grab it. And then we start on Monday. Have yourselves a glorious day.